I hear the echoes of voices that have become silent. And in the new faces I meet, I find reminders of friends and clients that seemed here only yesterday, but have passed away. A son or a grandson might have a similar texture to his voice. He might have the same softening of his S sounds that his elder employed during the 2 decades that I advised his financial affairs. A daughter, her husband now taking over the responsibilities of investment matters, smiles the same wide smile of her mother, the corners of her mouth tilting upward the very same way, a scared look of uncertainty in her eyes, that she had never really had much in life. And now how would she protect this large portfolio of bonds she has inherited? I had never seen that frightened look in the eyes of the 88-year-old Doris, and if daughter Linda were calm today, if we could relax the rigidity of her neck, soften the piercing glances like projectiles of fear from her eyes, this inherited smile suggesting that all of life is just a bit amusing, wouldn't seem in such contradiction to the rest of her face. Linda, I tell her as I glance at her husband Wilson, his complexion the color of a Havana cigar, a bulky man that had some sort of career in the janitorial services. He is tightly clutching a pen, anxious to take every note that I might provide as to the content of the inherited portfolio. I see your mother in your face. The slightly upturned lips widened into a deeper smile, the tension momentarily alleviated in her eyes, but a suspicion returned. I started handling your mother's portfolio over 15 years ago. In those days, I only spoke with your father, Victor. He placed all the orders. When he died, your mother's sense of humor pulled her through. I have never in my life, and I absolutely mean this, met a person with such a quick wit that could think up so many funny lines on the spot. And these were not geriatric jokes. Some were downright bawdy, even risque. I used to tease her that she must spend her afternoons in the local saloon, downing shots of gin. I used to beg your mother to write these things down. She was chicken soup for the soul on many a stressful day. And she laughed at herself. The whole darn thing was a cosmic joke to her. And she stayed above it all. Boy, if I could only remember some of her one-liners. Your mom, I went on, had great disdain for how the government spends money. So she wanted all of her investments to be tax-free. Her income would have been a bit higher if she'd had taxable securities, but she'd have none of it. She didn't want the government to have a dime of her dollar. I paid more than my share growing up, she would say, and now that I have a choice, they're not getting any more. The piercing glances were now gone. Wilson also had a broad smile on his face. Bruce, my mom said many good things about you. She told me you were a writer and she read your article about Sandy Koufax. My mom was a baseball nut. Yes, I know, I said. She listened to every Giants game on the radio. If I ever needed to know a score, I'd call her, I continued. She seemed to have a story about every baseball player that ever lived. Darn it, I wish I could remember some of her lines. Doris was in the room now. She moved through me, and for an instant, I had that quirky excitement that possessed me every time we spoke. She passed through me and into her daughter. She claimed ownership of her daughter's upturned mouth. And as she might have done when Linda was a child, Doris filled her daughter with chicken soup and pacified her with warm milk. Linda's eyes now had the calm of the glassy, milky surface of an alpine lake. Whatever you did for Doris, do for us, Linda said. Our accountant said you did a great job for her. We're open to suggestions. I could hear the 88-year-old Doris laughing that deep belly laugh coming right from her prostate. That's it. Her joke had something to do with her having a prostate. Her laugh filled the room through the halls of my memory. I hear the voices of so many people that have come and gone. Their voices echo in my memory. Bruce Farrell Rosen, San Francisco.